This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Artistic. Artistic. A-R-T-I-S-T-I-C. Artistic is this hour's code word. Text artistic to 72881 by the end of this hour. For your chance at $1,000 in our national contest, that number again, 72881, artistic. Well, I could call you artistic. That's the word this hour, artistic. Have at it.
I hope I can get to the text. Someone wrote in and said, oh, that's weird. Kanye released an album and it flopped, and now he's changed his...
He didn't release that album.
His tune. Oh, he didn't?
No, it's not even out yet. Was in Africa recording it.
Right.
It's not out. It was supposed to come out a month ago.
Okay.
But then everyone saw him dressed as a Perrier or whatever the hell he was.
I thought that bit was pretty good.
It was so dumb.
I didn't hate that. That wasn't the worst.
Like, worst song and like, what are you doing?
Worst song?
Oh my God,
I love it.
I didn't hate that. That's not that bad.
Horrid. Ridiculous.
Is it?
It is stupid.
Our text number to, you know, comment, send pictures, whatever, is 800-400-3697. Lots of those today. Great rock songs for Halloween. How about Soundgarden, Fell on Black Days? That's pretty good.
Maybe next year.
Write it down.
Oh my goodness, says 415. Yuzi, you look hot.
Aww, I know, your hair looks absolutely amazing.
Thanks, girls.
Too bad you can't have that team every day, huh?
I know,
putting it together. Get the smoky eye going. Oh, is this the Soundgarden song? Let's hear a little of this. I love them.
All up in my right ear.
It's all in my left ear. Oh, now I got some right ear. You looking at the lyrics to make sure that there's no swears?
You know it.
You gotta be careful. 408 says, Connie, your costume is the bomb.
Yeah,
Connie, your costume is amazing. Like, I've always thought you kind of look like Jean-Luc Picard. And then
he puts
that Star Trek shirt on, and it's like, oh my God. He just became him.
650 says, I've never found Vinny more attractive than he looks in that costume.
No, it's crazy. He's trying to keep the smile off his face.
I can't smile or it ruins the whole thing.
We put up a poll on the Alice story on the Alice 973 Instagram, and we ask, who's a better Picard, Patrick or Vinny?
Well, it's Vinny, obviously.
So far, Patrick has 3 votes and Vinny has 86 votes.
Oh, look at me go. Yeah, great, Vinny. Is Yuzi's shirt see-through or what? No, she put something on.
No, it wasn't see-through. She was looking at the sleeve when she held it up, and the sleeve is totally see-through, but the main part is
not
see-through.
Yeah, there's some lining going on.
But you're wearing like a bra or something,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's a little strapless bra that's way too small. Mm. Hey, Brad just sent me, our digital department just sent me this funny picture of Mike Krems. You know, Krems?
Yeah.
Oh, his
Lightning
costume
Mike?
Is...
Yeah. What is it? What is it?
Stefani. And it's
Krems Stefani.
It's hysterical.
Oh, my God.
That kid is so funny.
He's got a great sense of humor. He is funny.
Is it?
We'll have Brad put it up. Is that Johnny?
Oh,
hey,
oh my God.
Leader Jose.
Johnny Mosley just showed up.
There you go.
That's great, Johnny. He's like a German's worst nightmare. Oh, great. Here come the tourists.
An excuse to walk around with beer in his hand.
Right.
Look at him go.
Is it beer? Are you actually walking around with a beer?
Well, yes, I am.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I had to complete the...
That's a legit set.
That is a legit set, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's really good.
Everybody go to...
You actually own that, don't you?
My dad.
Yeah.
Yeah, my dad owns like, that.
That fits perfect.
Well, the costume I had
with Edelweiss in the middle there.
My stick man costume.
What happened?
It doesn't work in the daytime.
The mic's right there, homie.
Yeah. You know what I mean? It doesn't really fit with my hat.
No, nice no, it actually looks though. Quite good.
Okay, good, good.
You got so a whole look going on.
I had to get cracking.
Yeah.
Because I didn't have so I knew we were going to be a daytime thing.
Daddy, can you help me?
Well, I was mom. But basically, I have a box of go-tos, right?
Right.
And but I looked at the box of go-tos, and I was like, I don't know. I don't want to offend anyone, and they seem
a
little insensitive.
Of
like the Jamaican time. Bobsled team with a helmet with dreads.
You don't want that trouble.
Nope.
Can't do that, right?
No.
You can't do anything.
I can't even believe you have that. You got to get rid of that.
Exactly.
Get rid of that thing. What are you doing?
Exactly.
Although I suppose as an Olympian, you can get away with more. You're like, what?
Well,
it's just another Olympic team.
You would think, but
yeah. How could those be uncomfortable? You got a nice pair of boots.
I know they're awesome, but they're just not worn in. So,
Johnny's going to come with us Did you notice that who Jean-Luc Picard is?
Oh, it's so awesome! Dude.
It's so great,
that's incredible. That's an incredible outfit.
It's unbelievable how much he looks like
right there.
Jean-Luc.
It's incredible. Congratulations on the win. I mean, seriously. It's going to be hard to beat that ever.
I know. Well, and all it is his face.
Is that a new one right. for you?
After all these years of us telling him you got to go as Jean-Luc Picard, he finally, you know, broke down and got a Star Trek uniform.
You got a face
really?
For Halloween.
You guys have been trying to get him to
well,
do that?
He looks just like him.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've heard it before. And this was easy.
About 5,000 times.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you can wear that one every year.
I mean,
in fact, I'll be disappointed if you don't.
Always.
Yeah,
now
I certainly won't find myself in it. Space travelers. This isn't an insult to space travelers, is it?
Oh, people who.
I can't get
right.
in it. I am not.
Space,
I don't want
the
no
final frontier.
Trouble.
Is Bryn offending the abominable snowman?
Culture? The Yeti culture?
Who's going to answer the question, though?
I guess nobody can.
You pull your thing up so that Johnny can see.
I don't have anything.
Yeti.
I took it off. I was sweating too hard.
This is a huge abominable.
I see the remnants of it.
Yeah.
Cool. I love it.
Yeah. We'll all put our stuff back on and walk down the street. Actually, that's where we should take some pictures, Hooman, is when we're all walking down the street to the punchline. That's going to be
funny. Is that where we're going?
Yeah, it's right down the street.
Oh, yeah. I didn't see. I did no homework, so I just assumed when you said secret show, I was thinking.
Oh, you have no homework to do.
We were going down into a booth or something, then all of a sudden I realized it was a full-on thing. We got people coming. We're going.
What would you say? Is it 100 people, Yuzi? 200?
About maybe 160.
There you go.
Oh, boy. What does the room even hold? Like 110? Seems. I mean, of course, the fire department has
right.
set the limit, and we're sticking with that.
Look behind me. Are you kidding me?
Oh, there's a whole thing going on.
The girls.
Snap. That is. I can't wait to hang out with them. I want to hang out with them.
They're
thirsty.
Drinking. Everyone's thirsty in that room. All right, let's get back to the text. Here we go.
Hooman just looks like he should look all the time.
He's a very regal
looking
dude.
Should roll like that.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't even looked at him.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, he's got his regular.
I mean.
What do you think?
He had his eyes done, too, didn't he?
He'd done some
he got
damage
some
in high school. He would have done some damage.
You can get some makeup
crowd.
Done, too, if you want to, Johnny.
Oh, yeah. What would I do?
Do beermeisters get makeup?
I don't know. Maybe he's been in a fight. He gets a big black eye or something.
Something maybe. I gotta do better than this.
No, you look
I mean,
great.
We're still in October, but something scary.
You're
maybe
actually sort of tan, too, which is annoying.
Maybe a scare.
If I had that outfit on, everyone would be blinded by my legs.
We never got to talk, so the last time I saw you.
Oh, yeah. I have
we
your
were at
the
beach, the and I drop off a board to him and his boy, and then...
And then disaster strikes.
So he goes before you're even in the water.
He's
he comes
just
back
so
bloody.
Amped. Yeah, like I'm trying to put my keys in my car. I haven't got my wetsuit on, and I'm sitting in the front seat, like putting the keys in the
glovey.
The glove. Thank you. And boom, I got a kid bloody head knocking on my window. He had gone out, paddled in, got dove off the board to go under. The thing, I don't know how it came back and got him in the head. Something, maybe the leash snapped back or something, because he can't really duck dive it. And then luckily he got out. He paddled back bloody and no one knew him out there. I mean, it's horrible. Now, I thought about this morning, like, oh, my God. He could have been, like, face down floating for the 5 minutes and that would have been enough to either
Absolutely.
Kill him or give
someone
him brain damage.
Someone would have pulled him out for
sure. Someone would have. There are plenty of people in the water, but, So anyway,
it's still a good fear to have for a parent, though, that you know,
yeah.
you don't want to leave them.
That's the last time you let him walk down to the beach by himself.
It will be the last time for a while. Sorry,
you
buddy.
You keep those ants in your pants. Yeah. Dad's gonna put on his wetsuit and go with you.
Well, when I met him,
all stitched up, and he's been back in the water since.
Oh yeah,
so, yeah.
Good.
So he's not. We haven't lost him.
Mm. When I met him, he was bouncing in the parking lot. Like these guys had already waited. Does your beer make noises?
Oh. He's got a beer star.
He's cracking himself
up. He is cracking. Johnny's a one-man show for Johnny.
Okay. I just did it for show. I poured it as I got out of the car, so I'm not hammered yet.
Oh.
But go on.
But that's the plan.
But, well, you know, I don't know where this ends up. Go ahead. I like to keep a loose agenda. I like to keep a loose agenda.
I go, you want to come to our secret show? He's like, yeah. Well, what's the deal? What's happening? What's going on?
What?
And
party?
Then like
Can
last
I
night,
beer?
I go, hey, are you still coming tomorrow? He's like, oh, I forgot all about it.
I did. Then please finish. Sorry.
Well, no. So your boy's okay, and he got back in the water, so it all ended well.
All ended well.
Good.
So psyched. Yeah, but scary.
You can drink if you want. I keep see you keep looking at it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Hit that thing. What's wrong
with
you?
Well, it's just like an innate move, as you know. But, good.
Vinny, there was another Antarctica story yesterday about a scientist who stabbed his coworker because the coworker kept telling him the endings of books he was reading.
In Antarctica?
I don't know that story. I hadn't seen it. But that sounds...
I think that that's actually justifiable homicide.
It sounds like honest torture.
I'm trapped in Antarctica with you.
With a dude who spoils
everything
I'm doing.
With 9 books.
Right.
And he keeps spoiling
the ends. And he keeps spoiling the ends. Oh, that dude is like a first
justified.
Flash douchebag.
Let him go.
Bag.
Justified. I mean,
yeah.
there should be a justified clause in the murder clause. Like, you know, depending on...
Well, certain times you just
certain people should be taken out.
It's true. Out of the gene pool, just out of the holes. Yeah. Just get them out of the way.
Yeah.
Forget you.
Should be a whole department of government for that.
I volunteer to be in charge of it. No, that was perfectly fine. It's great. Yeah, exactly.
Tim the pilot here. Weight is irrelevant. It would take 5 seconds to hit the bottom. So says the degree in physics from Berkeley. Love you guys. Bye.
Bye.
That's the couple that fell off
right.
Taft. What is it? Taft Point?
Taft Point. Mm-hmm. But it looked like it was maybe, you know, let's call it 5 to 7.
It was 7 seconds.
But wind resistance does figure into that, Berkeley guy.
And bouncing off the wall.
Sure. You might actually get, you know, a weird angle going eventually, though.
There's another
gravity
text
just pulls
that
straight
say 7 seconds, right?
There's a bunch of the list is beyond belief.
Oh, hold on, you guys. I'm getting a call from the...
Chinese consulate.
Oh,
you want to take that?
No,
it takes 7 seconds to fall 800 feet, so 6'5".
Whoa!
Thank you. It's a long drop. That's a lot of time to consider your life and the mistakes that you've made.
Oh, are these the hikers in Yosemite, the selfie, is that what you're talking about?
The little adventurers,
They were bloggers, aren't they, or travel bloggers? Yeah. I mean, what are you going to do?
Well, you just stand a little bit further away from the edge.
Jeez.
Do you make a deal with God on the way down? Like, come on, man, let me live. I'll never stand so close to the edge again. I won't do stupid stuff.
You ever
stuff.
Skied near a crevasse or anything that looked sketchy, like it could come down behind you?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
You ever do that skiing where they drop you off at the top? It's virgin, and
that's what he does with the Japanese businessman.
I mean, it's you're so close, and that story when I saw it just made me think how close you've probably actually been. One of us, I say us, me, and it made me think of all the times I've stood at the edge and, you know, taken a picture or been on the side of a mountain when I knew it was avalanche danger and, you know, did it anyway. Just all these, like, kind of risky behavior.
Chances that you took.
And chances you take. And it's just a matter of, like, luck and millimeters that you don't actually get taken out. I mean, when I thought of that story, I didn't think, wow, those guys are really stupid. I thought, how many times have I just, is it one little step away? Actually, for example, Arch Rock. This is another kid parenting moment. You know the Arch Rock out in Point Reyes?
Mm-hmm.
It's gone now, right? You hike out, it's this incredible feature on the water with it. It's a natural arch that's been made by the ocean. People hike out there and stand on the end and take pictures. And I went out there with my kid and my buddy who's from up there and her kid when they were like five. We rode out there, hiked out there. Everyone stood on the edge and it's a soft shoulder. And I remember thinking, this is really sketchy. Like,
as you're standing there with your child.
It. Yeah, this is really sketchy. It wasn't more than a year later that thing collapsed, broke, and killed like two people.
Oh, I didn't know someone went down with it.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
Yeah. So I mean, it's just I'm just saying it's just you're.
So what you're actually
you're
saying
just
is
lucky
kids
to
really
be alive
haven't changed
in general.
Your behavior at all. I was like, oh, so you must be safer now that you have children. But no.
No, I know, but that's it's. You, I vow to be like I go through
and
these periods where I'm going to be like, oh, well, I'm never going to do that again. And I do, and I back off, but then it creeps back, and you just find yourself in these situations. You don't even know they were that bad until you look back on it, really.
Well, the thing that happened to his boy, that's
just, oh, no, that was, yeah.
He's going to jump in the ocean 1,000 times and never have that happen again.
Yeah, yeah.
That's just one of those freaks.
Or he'll be like, his head's a magnet for that fin.
No.
Could happen.
But it's a good reminder.
It's best to just stay out of the water.
It's a good reminder that that stuff actually happens.
Let's just stay home. Let's just wrap ourselves in blankies and be safe.
I love that you have that. You're ready for that debate. It could happen. Yep. Hi, morning fam. I'm listening to Hooman's interview and trying not to laugh. I just got jaw surgery on Monday, and I'm trying not to laugh with your mouth wired shut. It's so hard, especially with Hooman's hilarious interviews. Love you all.
That's pretty funny.
Did you hear that?
Yeah. Is that that just start today?
Yeah, he did an interview with Rami Malek and the guy who's playing the lead role, yeah. Freddie Mercury.
He just appeared.
He just appeared, so Hooman didn't have a setup for it, so we threw a few setups out at the end and said, okay, Brent, just put that up at the front. You know what to do. But there's a whole bunch of them. Play him the one. The one with the, you know.
I'm already cracking up. Oh my god!
Ridiculous, dude.
That's so good.
It's so good.
Oh god! Well, surely over the
were
years,
were you trying to whisper so no one could hear you preset post
so
setting
like,
up the pre-interview?
There's 40 press and everyone's watching you. All the publicists, all the managers. Like, it's so many people around, and it was a small space at the Castro Theater. And so I was kind of facing a wall. I turned around from everyone, but I could see like people watching me the whole time, and I couldn't get far enough away from people. So between the pause where you hear me say the word premiere, like 14 people were staring at me like, what's this guy doing? So I had to walk. I'd take a few steps, and then I said, premiere.
Knowing that Brent could tighten that up for you.
I couldn't get away. I was trapped.
That's funny.
So small.
Good work, buddy.
Yeah, well, I'm sure you already covered it, but thumbs up or thumbs down? Good movie? Should I see it?
So we're going to do the full review tomorrow, but I'm just going to go ahead and tease it and say I liked it.
Yeah, okay. We're talking about...
Bohemian Rhapsody.
We're talking about going to see it on Friday, like in the early afternoon.
Oh, ooh, really?
If you want to jump on that bandwagon.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I like to see stuff in the middle of the day when there aren't a lot of people there. But if anybody wants to go, we're going to go. Vinny, you want to come with us?
Yeah, I'm probably going to go do something else.
Okay.
You do?
He's got to go home. He's
got
to drive.
Probably got a couple other things
to
do.
Hours to get home.
Yeah.
Anyway, all right, everyone. We'll be back after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Well, we're all in costume, and we're gonna head down.
Looks like my chrome dome finally paid off, huh?
Yeah, Vinny, that costume is. I can't believe you haven't been doing that every year for the last 10 years.
Where'd you get that costume?
I didn't get it. The missus did.
Did she
somewhere
buy
on
it or
somewhere,
rented it?
Yeah, no, somewhere on it. It's just the shirt. It's somewhere on Amazon.
Oh, funny. It you should just keep that and wear that every year.
Every year.
Came with a little
every
thingy.
Single year.
Done.
And on my
don't
birthday
even
every
mess
year.
Around with it.
Okay. You got it.
It's genius.
Oh, yeah. It's hot, actually. You look really hot. Like, weirdly attractive.
Super. What's up?
I've had dreams about Jean-Luc.
A man in uniform.
Wow. Oh. I know who I'm going home with.
Whoa.
Oh, boy. So Johnny Mosley has stopped by. He's going to be
be hanging out at the secret show as well. We'll have
Johnny
a good time.
B, clear out.
Who, I could be the pit stop. Can on we the
let
keep
a man
house.
Live a dream for a minute, would ya?
Can we keep the camera on?
Of course. Mean,
I just want to see Spock. Is it Spock?
No, it's
no. This is Picard.
Picard.
I just want to see Picard get in there and
get the pirate wench.
Get the bald head all up in the business.
Oh sure, get the Are we up for a
bald head motorboating?
It'll look like three bald heads.
Oh, it's a topless motorboating. I didn't realize. I missed something somewhere in this exchange. Yeah. All right, so if you've got tickets, we'll see you at the Punchline around 11. If not, don't worry. We're going to broadcast. Well, probably we're going to broadcast this one. I mean, sometimes things do go horribly wrong, and we're like, oh, that one's never seen
the
light of day.
If it doesn't air, if you're not able to get it, something went really, really wrong.
Or really, really right, but can't be shared.
Right.
It just makes you want to double down and make sure that you win these tickets the next time.
And what's left of us will be back tomorrow to try and do a show here.
Have a great Halloween. Be safe, everybody, and we'll see you then.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.